Hey everyone, and welcome back. I've got some fascinating, albeit a bit concerning, news to share today. North Korea's state-sponsored hacking group, Kimseki, has actually rolled out 3 fully operational local AI environments. And get this, they're specifically built to automate and ramp up cyber attacks against cryptocurrency exchanges and financial institutions.
It's definitely a heavy topic, but you're right, it's crucial we talk about it. This really marks a critical shift in how cyber warfare is conducted. We're moving away from manual, human-driven operations into self-contained, AI-driven campaigns that are exponentially harder to detect and disrupt.
I'm curious, though, why focus so heavily on digital assets? What's really driving this?
At the end of the day, it's financial. Crypto platforms sit on massive pools of liquid capital. They often run on security protocols that are a step behind traditional banking, and the transactional anonymity makes it incredibly easy to funnel funds covertly for state operations.
That makes total sense. And I read that by running these AI systems locally, Kimseki is completely cutting out third-party cloud services. That gives them total operational independence and drastically lowers the risk of getting tracked or shut down by external monitors.
Exactly. And that local setup dramatically supercharges their attack capabilities across 4 major areas.
Let's break those down. First off, these systems are generating highly personalized, large-scale phishing campaigns that perfectly mimic legitimate corporate communications. It's scary how realistic they can be.
And second, they're running continuous, automated reconnaissance. The AI maps out target networks, learns employee behaviors, and hunts for vulnerabilities, all without a single human touching the keyboard.
Third, they're powering adaptive malware. This stuff actually rewrites its own code in real time to slip right past traditional signature-based antivirus software.
And finally, the AI massively speeds up data exfiltration. Instead of dumping everything, it rapidly sifts through compromised networks to pull out only the most valuable, high-impact information.
When you put it all together, this automation completely changes the game. It boosts attack frequency, skyrockets success rates, and makes complex intrusions way more efficient while lowering the technical barrier to entry.
The ripple effects for the crypto and financial sectors are going to be severe. We can't ignore the gravity of this.
I know it sounds alarming, but it's important to clarify that the blockchain technology itself isn't the weak link. The real vulnerability lies in the surrounding infrastructure, exchanges, wallets, and all those third-party services that handle the day-to-day operations.
Precisely. And the threat isn't just targeting the giants anymore. Smaller firms and everyday traders are at real risk of collateral damage through shared service vulnerabilities.
Honestly, the old way of just reacting to breaches after they happen. That model is completely obsolete now.
You're absolutely right. Both organizations and individual users need to shift toward proactive, layered defenses.
So, what does that actually look like for people trying to protect themselves?
It starts with the basics done right. Swap out SMS verification for hardware-based multi-factor authentication. Keep your long-term holdings in offline cold wallets to cut internet exposure entirely. Be extremely cautious with emails that feel AI-generated. Always double-check URLs and sender identities. And stay on top of updated threat intelligence reports.
I love that practical approach. It's about building those layers of protection before a breach even happens.
Looking ahead, Kimseki's move is really just the opening salvo in what promises to be an escalating cyber arms race.
It's a bit of a Wild West scenario, isn't it? As AI tools become more accessible, I have no doubt other malicious actors will start copying these exact tactics.
But there's a silver lining on the defensive side. Security firms are already racing to integrate their own AI frameworks to counter these threats.
Ultimately, the whole industry's survival will hinge on how fast financial institutions and crypto platforms can adopt these advanced, AI-driven security protocols.
And for our listeners out there, the takeaway is straightforward but vital. Vigilance, continuous learning, and strict security habits are no longer optional. They're essential for keeping your digital assets safe in this new, automated threat landscape.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Stay safe out there, and we'll catch you on the next episode.